From sleepless nights to tantrums at the store, wiping sticky hands and cleaning up the kitchen floor. Every day is an adventure, never a dull moment in sight. They're breaking all the rules with their hearts shining bright.
And finally, Christine and I made it back onto the airwaves. Hey, Christine.
Hey, Anne. Yeah, it's only taken us more than a month.
Longer than we anticipated. You know, I think it's all down to the topic we've chosen in any case for our first episode of 2025, which is, I am not ready for this. And clearly we are not ready for nothing. Because we anticipated that we would be back with you guys middle Jan, but you know what? What's a few weeks between mom friends, huh?
Exactly. That's like, you know, when you have a best friend that you only see once a year, that's kind of where this is going. So yeah. It seems fitting.
Yeah.
And anyway, I've only just gotten into this year. Like the new school year, I feel like we've kind of now got the rhythm. It's okay. Okay, now's a good
somewhat. So we had a bit of a rocky start to the year where my kid was ill right in that first 2 weeks of grade three, because that's where we are now. So it has taken us a little bit longer to get into it. And I've been, is not my first rodeo, so I'm not jinxing anything by claiming to be ready.
No. I mean, no. Everyone tells you there's nothing that can prepare you for motherhood, and that's absolutely true.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's absolutely nothing. The transformation that you go through after having a kid, and sometimes it's immediate and sometimes it's not, and that's okay, but you do go through a transformation. Nothing can prepare you for that.
No.
But there are certain things that I definitely, it's not even that I didn't expect them, I expected them. But it feels like they're here too soon. It's too much. Like, I don't know what to do. And we'll get into what some of those things are. But yeah, you mentioned you guys got off to a very rocky start and your child has just changed overnight.
He has. And I couldn't for the life of me understand it, because my child is pretty awesome. Okay. I am his mom. I'm going to say that. But
she says objectively.
Really, he's a really cool kid. He's got really good manners. He rolls with the punches most of the time. But all of a sudden, I just woke up to my son 2.0. And it's not even like he was the 2.0 version every single day. He would somewhere like 3-4 times during a day swap between his original and then this 2.0 version. And I just couldn't figure it out until I eventually did what most moms do. Don't even lie. I Googled it. Turns out he is now a tween.
Yep.
And that is basically why he's being a different little boy every now and again. And it is breaking my soul. Number one, because you never know which one you're going to get. Okay. And number two, he's bloody ongeskik sometimes.
Look, he's in a transitional phase.
Yes, he's
that's
negative.
Where that is what tweendom is. And, you know, sometimes you see glimpses of your future, which is this moody, get away from me kind of kid. Sometimes it's not even that. Sometimes it just seems so big. It's so responsible. And like, aw. And then you get glimpses of the little kid that still laughs at silly jokes and wants to play with their toys and wants you to play with them. It's a very weird space to be.
It is.
And it's not the little kid stuff that gets to me. It's the big kid stuff that gets to me. So
yeah, because like,
my daughter...
No, personally, I've hardly moved out of that little kid phase myself. So,
because you like fart jokes.
I do. I really do. I've got a funny one. I'll send it to you.
So my daughter just turned 9 and she has now got her first real crush. And when I found out, my first reaction was like, oh, that's so sweet. That's so cute. Mm. And then I realized, but this is really
serious.
This is like a crush.
Oh, boy. She's 9.
And I mean, it's a bunch of 9-year-old girls together. So, and everyone's got a crush. So obviously, Stekela Makar went on. So that's been fun. But she has just been smitten with this boy. And I thought, gosh, I'm not ready for this. And I'm so anxious because you're so scared their little heart gets broken. I mean, obviously, it's not like she's in love. It's a baby crush. But
well,
still.
Well, she might think and, that she is.
And then Valentine's Day came around. Mm-hmm. And just before Valentine's Day, she was like, oh, I hope he picks me for Valentine's Day. And I said, yeah, I hope so too. But, you know, if he doesn't, that's fine. It doesn't make you less special. Just remember, there's always that possibility and it's okay. And she's like, yeah, whatever. We're just friends. And then obviously he doesn't pick her. Because otherwise I wouldn't be telling the story. And she is devastated. On Friday, my child was a wreck when she came home from school. Aww. Because he wasn't her Valentine, because everyone was giving gifts to each other. She did get a gift from one of her friends, which was really sweet. And I think she kind of fell out because she didn't get anything for anyone. Because I don't do Valentine's Day. I'm not that mom.
Nah.
But it just broke my heart because I was like, I'm not ready for this. And you know what the big thing was that I realized later? I'm not ready, but there is some that I know. And I remembered the one thing that I hated people doing when I was heartbroken was trying to give me solutions or silver linings or like logic the whole thing. And I hated it because none of that makes sense with heartbreak. So I was just like, I hear you, baby. It's okay. I know your heart's broken. I know you're feeling bad right now. It's all valid. It's okay. It's, you know, I'm here. I'm just here for it. And I just stood there. I'm not ready for this. I'm not ready to heal someone else's heartbreak or to like to support my child's heartbreak. My husband's definitely not ready because he was like, I'm going to go break his legs. That boy doesn't even know she likes him. Okay? He doesn't even know. Because 9-year-old boys, I think, are slightly still oblivious to all of
yes.
this stuff.
While you were telling this story, I was kind of a little grateful that I was hopefully I'm going to take a little bit longer to get to where you are now because I've got a boy. So he's you know, they're, like you say, oblivious. But there is so much that I'm not ready for. I'm just not. And grade 3 came at me like a speeding electric train. And I don't know how to do this. I'll be honest.
I was watching my sister's son and he's not even 9 yet, he's 7. And the tricks that he does on his bike, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't know, because he's like he's so close to my heart, and I was like, I'm not ready for this little kid is gonna do when he's 9.
Yeah, well, so, we're here now. There's no takesies backsies. You just, I guess, gotta roll with the punches.
Yeah, you do. And look, there's a bunch of other things. I don't want to make it too heavy. I think it would be great to hear from people what you feel like you weren't ready for. I mean, you said every other step of the way you were ready. Like I'm happy for you. I was never ready. I was broken when I started this journey, okay? I was not even ready when I started.
No.
But there are some other things that I think we weren't ready for. I mean, everyone tells you about the sleep deprivation and all that. So,
yeah,
so for everyone else, tell us what you weren't ready for. I have got a few things that I feel I was never ready for because I didn't sign up for these particular things.
Well, you don't know what you're signing up for, per se, when you start this journey.
No, you don't. And I wish someone had given me a very detailed contract before I did. and stipulated that I should be ready for the noise.
Yeah.
Not just the noise of a little baby, because that
excruciating.
Just cuts your brain. The amount of noise that one little human being can make. And you've got a son, and they're worse than girls.
It's like they make like they think every day and every situation needs a score. So they're constantly making noises when they walk, when they pour milk, when they pour like their toys out on the floor. They're constantly making noises to accompany something. And apparently that does not stop. Like even when they're 17 or 18, it keeps going.
My husband still sometimes does that.
You see?
So the noise, I mean, it's the TV, just how loudly they watch TV and then they're mm-hmm. screaming at each other because the TV's loud and, you know, mm-hmm. there's only two of them. Then the second thing is the amount of sandwiches I would have to make and the amount of food I have to make. I'm not talking about dinner. I'm talking about all the other stuff.
Snacks.
Like, how hungry can you be?
Mm-hmm. Apparently, very. My son doesn't eat all that well. So for now, I guess, I'm skipping the constant snacking phase. But apparently when they hit full-on teen, that changes drastically for boys.
I have your idea. You said yet where?
Yeah.
I know a few moms that literally have to lock up their food because their sons eat everything. Unless it's rispus. The other thing I wasn't ready for is the underwear that I would need to separate from pants every day. Like every single time I do laundry, I have to separate probably at least 10 to 15 pieces of underwear from pants.
Yep.
And I was not ready for that part of it. I am very like, don't like things on my hands. When I cook, I'm constantly washing my hands.
Mm.
So for me to be pulling underwear from pants, like I really wish I knew
next
about
level
that beforehand.
Yeah, I'm just like not ready for the amount of laundry, period.
I am.
Like my kid, he will, like on a Saturday, he will get up and get dressed. And then he, when it starts getting hot, he takes off his t-shirt and, you know, it lands wherever. And then when you tell him to quickly go get something outside, he runs back to his room and gets a new t-shirt. Okay. And then a few minutes later, goes that one. And then he wants to go ride his bike. And then he gets a new t-shirt.
The
like,
thing is,
dude,
I leave it on the floor. So it's either dirty now or you don't know what's dirty and you don't know what's clean. And they sure don't.
They don't know.
And I mean, this is going to sound like a whole long list of complaining. And I guess it is.
Mm.
And I just want to say, I mean, I've read through so many lists of I wasn't ready for breastfeeding. I wasn't ready for, you know, the sleep deprivation. Mm. I wasn't ready for the intense feelings. I wasn't ready for postpartum depression. Mm. I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready for how much I would appreciate my mother. Okay. Appreciate my mother.
Way more.
That is a positive thing. Way
yes.
more. But that's kind of where it stops. I read this one thing online where this woman says, I wasn't ready for how natural it all feels and how unbothered I am about his crying and how much more in love with my partner I would be.
Hmm.
I am really happy if you feel that way. I don't.
Must be great.
My partner just sometimes needs to leave me alone. I don't want him or anyone else to know that I exist for a little bit.
Yes, just poof, up into midair and just exist on your own for a little bit.
Yeah. But one thing she did say that I really agree with is I wasn't ready for how much more confident I would feel. As a person, yes, you doubt yourself all the time. Mom doubt. Okay. We've been through that topic, mm-hmm. but you pep talk yourself and then you're like, I'm actually pretty cool. I'm doing fine.
Yeah. I guess
so
you have to,
even if you're not ready,
I guess you have to give yourself credit, you know, cause nobody else is gonna, but yeah, there is definitely a little bit more confidence. I do have to admit there's a bit more confidence in doing whatever I do now, so there's a good thing.
Even if you're not ready, you go into it with like, well, like you said, roll with the punches. I'm here now, it's gonna be fine. I can keep a little human alive.
I've
done it for 9 years. Other people have done it for a lot longer, and I'm pretty sure there are a whole bunch of things that we're not ready for in the future, and that's okay. We're just all winging it together, moms.
I mean, nobody's ready for Windows updates, you know, but we got to roll with the punches. So
well, that is, I wasn't ready.
And we're going to end it off with a little fun question, just to have a little giggle between mamas. Dads, listen up. This is real. So on the group, on our WhatsApp group, I asked the moms to complete one sentence. And the sentence was, I'm the only person in my house who knows how to. Guess
wait,
what the
wait,
first.
Wait.
Yes.
Yeah, that was.
Where guess you were going to go.
The top answer was. before we say it,
dun, dun, dun. The top answer was open my eyes to look for something
and find it just this morning. Oh my, I have to tell you this. We were looking for my child's little bag with her swim cap and her goggles and her nose thing because she needs to go to swimming lessons this afternoon. And I was all over the house saying, like, I had it here. Like, where the hell is it? And everyone says, oh, we've been through the whole house. My husband says he has got no idea. He has not seen it. In a week, he has not seen it.
At all.
Guess where I find that.
Tell me.
Oops, I beep, Cassie.
How do they know where to go to bed? Like, how do they know where to find their clothes? It's mind-blowing. Really is. And one of the moms actually said on this thing of finding things, like if her husband tries to help her two sons to find something, it's like the blind leading the blind. And that is true. Another answer was, which was quite popular, pick up anything from the floor. What I will add to that is throw dirty clothes into the laundry basket. That, like, I'm the only one who knows how to do that.
I'm the only one that knows how to throw away wrappers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So of any kind. Wrappers and empty things of any kind.
I will say I am quite the specialist in my house because I'm the only one who can, A, switch on the dishwasher, and surprisingly so, I'm the only one who knows how to unpack it. So, you know, kudos to me.
But that's a skill. Didn't you know? Or not even skill. That's like something you're born with.
Yeah, it's a massive skill. And yeah, I'm calling myself a specialist in the field. We also had a really cute answer. And this kind of made me sit back and think, aw, it's not all that bad. So the one mom said, but also on the other hand, I'm the only one who knows how to give soon selfies. Make it better kisses.
Yeah.
And that's true.
That is really true. No, that is really true. So on that note, remember, we're not ready for many things. Clearly, we were ready to do a lot of things our families cannot do. Insert, I am the only one here. But yeah, you're pretty awesome, Mom.
Just yeah.
Keep on keeping on.
You got this. And hopefully next week we'll get into this whole mom pep talk business little better, because nobody else is going to give you a pep talk. And sometimes you got to just do that yourself. But that's a topic for next week. You can now also find The Secret Life of Motherhood on Christine's favorite social media platform, which is
TikTok. Yay!
TikTok. So you can find us on TikTok at Secret Life 911. Send help.
Was that on purpose?
It was not. It was not. I wish I was that clever, but no. And then you can also find us on Facebook, The Secret Life of Motherhood, and of course on nova.com.na.
Until next time, this was The Secret Life of Motherhood.
Send help.
The Secret Life of Motherhood, only on Nova 103.5.